Welcome to the Clear Shots Podcast with Seth Skinner and Jake Jones.
Hey, this is Seth from Clear Shots, and this is episode 56. Late podcast.
Got out of work early today.
The almost missed episode.
Yeah. Scheduling difficulties.
Busy weekends.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Dos Santos fight?
I watched it yesterday when I got home. He's still fucking terrifying.
Yeah, he is.
And I'm not surprised that he beat Derek Lewis.
I mean, dude, they're both dudes that are gonna just throw bombs, like absolute bombs. That's the thing, was like Lewis was just fucking heaving right hands. And that fucking turning side kick or the spinning back kick to the fucking gut.
To the liver, right? Like almost right to his liver. Or was it right in his stomach? I can't remember.
Destroyed him.
Yeah.
But he even, like, and when he, like, keeled over, he was, like, there, and, like, JDS comes in, like, kind of, like, cautious, sort of cautious, not cautious enough. Like, I'm surprised he didn't get hit with this, but, like, Lewis just throws a huge overhand, right?
Yeah.
Like, he kind of, like, goaded him into it.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, JDS called out Francis Ngannou after the fight, apparently.
Yeah.
Or said he wanted to fight Ngannou next.
I would like to see that.
I would, too, because I think Ngannou is the most terrifying person on the roster.
Yeah. Francis Lewis.
Yeah.
Derek Ngannou.
And,
That's another one. Like, it's almost like those sluggers are coming back. It's weird.
Well, like, really, I mean, the only people in heavyweight that can really do any submissions or anything, I mean, you have Cormier, obviously, but he's not really fighting anymore. And then you had Kane. But everybody else is kind of just like a brawler. Kimbo, I guess. Rest in peace. I watched the Kimbo Slice versus Dada 5000 fight yesterday. I couldn't sleep, so I watched that.
That's the way to go to sleep.
Yep.
That'll put you to sleep.
It's so good.
He was like...
They were gassed.
A tree. Like he had
a minute in.
He didn't have any legs. Like,
no,
he was all upper body.
So weird.
He was a weird-looking fella.
Yeah, I was watching, like, a whole thing, all these things about Kimbo Slice. I was on a Kimbo Slice kick last night. I don't know why.
Naturally.
I saw a Kimbo Slice thing on Reddit, and yeah. I was like, I'm just going to go down a Kimbo Slice rabbit hole. I watched, like, three of his backyard brawls. There was one where he punched a guy in the face so hard he popped the guy's eye out of his socket.
Yeah, that's good. That's always a good
cool
thing.
Yeah. But yeah.
He's pretty good at knocking people's eyes out.
Yeah. It sucks that he passed away. Everybody, like, I was watching all the in memoriam things, and everybody in the MMA world had nothing but good things to say about him.
I'm sure he was a nice guy.
Yeah, and he was only like 42. Imagine him being like a commentator. That'd be so good.
Yeah.
Kimbo Slice commentating.
He could not do that because he does not know what anything is. He's in between his legs. What do they call that again?
He's grabbing them now. He's grabbing them.
They should have one stand-up commentator and one grappling commentator.
No, they... He said stand-up commentator, and I thought you meant like they tell jokes during the fight.
No, they commentate on stand-up comedians. He's telling a joke now.
They just have Ellen DeGeneres dancing by the octagon.
What's this? He's about to deliver a punchline.
Oh, fuck. Goddamn. But yeah, And I had to watch the fucking the Brendan Schaub Kimbo Slice story. Where Kimbo Slice woke him up in the middle of the night and he was like, "Yo, Schaub, they're talking about our people, man. They're talking about our people. They're being racist." Kimbo, man, I'm not black. I mean, I'm not down with the racist stuff, but I'm not black. And he's like, "Really? Shit, man." And as he's walking away, he's like, "That's why I like Brendan, man. You can never know what the fuck he is."
That I want to watch that whole season again.
It's so good. I was just watching clips of it. Just basically just the best of Kimbo Slice.
That was like Rampage and Rashad were coaches.
Yeah. That was a wicked, ridiculous roster, too, because it was Matt Mitrione.
Yeah.
Brendan Schaub, Roy Nelson, Kimbo Slice.
Yeah. Big Baby. I think Big Baby was the... What, Marcus... what the
Hunt?
Fuck?
No.
Marcus... Marcus something? I don't know. He was this tall, lanky black dude.
Yeah.
And it seemed like he had natural skills, but, like, never put it together. I think he won a couple fights. Is that the one? That was at all heavyweights, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
So it wasn't the one with McKenzie. That was the year after, I think. He was fun to watch because he was a submission guy. I just miss when Ultimate Fighter was, like, watchable. It's not even on, I don't think, anymore.
No.
I think he just does the Contender Series, the Dana White thing.
Yeah. Or Looking for a Fight, Looking for a Fighter.
Or is, yeah, that, I think he does that on YouTube.
Okay. And in, yeah, UFC 3. That's the only place I've seen it. I've never seen it on YouTube.
They do it in UFC 3.
Yeah, that's how you start your career off, is Looking for a Fighter. Be assigned to the WFA.
I don't know what was going on with you. I haven't played it since the other day there, but I basically got it for free or something. Like, I just downloaded it and it was there. Like, I don't know if it was a trial or what it was, but I'm pretty sure I had already played the trial.
It might be because it was so cheap and you had already owned UFC 2, so you automatically got a discount.
They're like, "Well, it's really cheap, and you already own UFC 2, so..."
Well,
because
I think if you owned UFC 2, you automatically got it for, like, half off or something. Because
that was a lot of... That was, like, two halves off.
Yeah, you got it wholly off. Because I was going to buy UFC 3, like, whenever I got it, and I ended up getting it for free, but that's because I have EA Access.
It was on Access already?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of been out for a while, hasn't it?
It hasn't even been out for a year yet. Came out like...
I feel like those games drop in price fast.
Oh, yeah. Especially because everybody plays it, and then they go back to Undisputed 3.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you should do. I like 3. I like UFC.
I don't know how they don't just make those controls the way that they were.
Yeah.
Like, those controls were way better.
I got Fight Night Champion, too, because that's on EA Access. I've never played it. You rave about it. You said it's pretty good.
Yeah. I like the Fight Night games. They're tough.
I just want, like, it sounds really stupid, but I want a sports game with, like, a good career mode where you actually feel like you're earning your way through.
Yeah. You should play ESPN NFL 2K5.
I should, actually. That's a wicked good one. That's the one that had first-person mode.
Yeah, you can just play first-person.
Well, I liked Madden's... I didn't play the new one yet, but Madden 18's long shot thing was really cool.
I don't even remember the second one.
The second one, apparently...
Oh, I think the second one's about Colt, like the receiver guy, the white receiver. The white receiver.
The white receiver.
WR.
How about Antonio Brown going to Oakland?
Yeah.
Pulling the power move, being a fucking
Vegas.
Asshole.
Are they moving to Vegas this year or next year?
Next year. They're playing in Oakland again this year. That's about all the brain power I have for football talk today.
Honestly,
I'm
like,
over it.
It's kind of weird.
Any news today?
If you look at that roster, it's kind of scary looking, but you, like, know that they have no chemistry at all.
And they don't have a defense either.
Yeah.
They don't have anybody on defense.
Jordy Nelson and Antonio Brown on the same team?
Yeah.
And even if you have Derek Carr, who's, like, mid-tier, it's like he's still going to get the ball to him.
Yeah.
Those guys are going to be open.
Oh,
so
no, don't bring up Derek Carr on NFL. Everybody loves him again now.
Oh, really?
Yep. I remember when they traded Amari Cooper away, they were like, "Oh, Amari Cooper is the only thing that made Derek Carr look good." And then there was a post that was like, "This is why Derek
Carr."
You
talking about Derek Carr or Derek Lewis?
Ngannou, I think.
Derek Ngannou?
Yeah. But
they do go up and down on him pretty hard.
Yeah, they do. I don't know why either. I think it's because he looks like the guy from Blue October.
Yeah.
Does he wear eyeliner? He looks like he wears
looks
eyeliner.
Like the lead singer for Green Day.
Yes.
If he had, like, he just needs a little bit, like, he needs spikier hair. And yeah, then he'll be that fucking guy. I don't even know his name. What's his fucking name?
Billy Joel Osment? No, Billy Joe Armstrong.
Billy Burr. Billy No Fun. Old
Billy Red Balls. Yeah, Haley Joe
Billy,
Osment.
But it's B-I-L-L-I-E or some shit. Probably.
Billy Holiday.
It's gotta be something gay. I don't know. I feel like when a guy spells Billy his name Jean. B-I-L-L-I-E, it's fucked up. That's like how girls are supposed to spell Billy.
Yeah.
It's funny because I don't know most of those, like, if it's a big band, I don't really know most of the members' names. Like, you don't most of the time. You just know them as, like, Green Day. Like, I bet, like, the only people that could name the rest of that band are big fans of Green Day.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way I would figure that. I mean, I guess Blink-182, I would probably be able to name most of them.
But you're a fan of Blink-182,
yeah,
aren't
it's
you?
Like, because I've listened to them a lot, and I fucking watched their videos and shit, you know?
Yeah. I can't think of any band, probably, like, Pink Floyd and Rush, that I can name everybody.
Does
the Chili Peppers.
Does Blink-182 still make music?
I don't know. I never listened to
him. I doubt it, right? Because he's doing all the UFO shit, and...
Yeah, I never really liked Blink-182. I think I've said this before. I don't like punk rock, really. Because it's just, like, I get it that, like, the point of it is to, like, not really try and not take it seriously.
Yeah,
but that's what completely turns me off from it, is that it just sounds like dog shit to me. Like, I think punk rock...
The thing is, it's, like, it's all energy. It's not really, like, all of it's so easy to play.
Yeah.
So, like, they don't have to worry about, like, what they're playing at all. They're like, yeah, well, I know 6 power chords, so that's every song.
Yeah. Like, I've listened to punk rock. I liked the Front Bottoms for a while, and then I was like, this is... Yeah. What's the other one? Name another punk rock band. I tried them all. Yellow Card.
Michael Jackson.
I do like Michael Jackson. He's a good punk rock artist.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they have punk soul? Like, that'd be so fucking good. Like punk soul music. Or like punk R&B.
I don't think so.
There's oh my god,
that'd
be
right?
So good.
Somebody has to have cracked that code.
Yeah.
But did it poorly, most likely.
Oh.
There's probably a bunch of untapped genres, but, like, I imagine there's artists in every genre, but, like, not good artists in every genre.
Yeah, like the Pills are in the White House.
Yeah.
The fuck's his name
Mulligan.
Again?
Mulligan. But I don't know, like, what genre he is. He's the one-man brand.
What was, they're not punk rock. What are they, emo? Like, My Chemical Romance and Three Days Grace and...
Yeah, or, like, AFI, or, like, AFI. AFI is a little heavier. A little bit.
Mindless self-indulgence.
Good Charlotte. More Ooh. Like not very good Charlotte.
Yeah. Good Charlotte. More like sit down, boy. Good Charlotte. More like fucking study, dude.
They had like one song that was really big for like a couple months.
This is the anthem. Throw all your hands up.
Because
it was in Madden 03.
Yeah. That's why it blew up.
Yeah. I want to be just like you. Oh, OK Go was a cool band.
Hmm.
I only know one song, though.
I don't know any
They
of
were jumping
songs.
On treadmills and shit in the music video.
I've heard of them.
I'm just thinking of all fringe bands that, like, I only had songs by them because that's what... And this is what we talked about last time. I only listened to them because...
Society told you to.
Society told me to. Society. And kids said it was cool to listen to. They had all the shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
You had to listen to it if they had shirts written and made, produced for them by them.
Yeah. Except for The Who. I feel like everybody has a Who shirt, and I don't really listen to The Who.
I talked to my dad about The Who the other day. We never really... The Who and the Rolling Stones.
Yeah. Everybody had those too. Everybody had Rolling Stones shirts.
Yeah. And everybody has a Nirvana shirt.
Floyd shirt with
the
Dark
prism.
Side of the Moon. Yeah.
Yeah. But they all get ones that are fucking
at Walmart.
Stupid. The ones that are like Pink Floyd and like bold like graffiti lettering.
Yeah.
And then the Dark Side of the Moon is not even, it's all the colors, which
because
it's not supposed
to
be.
Yeah. Because it was $7.99 at Walmart.
Yeah.
On that fucking one shelf. That one
that has the shirt that says, y'all need Jesus.
Yeah.
And then they have the one that they have a, I want to buy it if it's still there.
Or it has like a poop emoji or some stupid shit.
They have one that's a baseball, it looks like a baseball jersey, but it's a t-shirt, and it just says Team Jesus on it.
That's pretty sick. That actually is awesome. They're almost, like, awesome because they're awful. Like,
I want so many of those I'm with Jesus shirts, like,
yeah,
because it's, if somebody knew you were wearing it, ironically, they'd be like, that's kind of funny. But then if someone's really religious and sees it, they'll be like, yeah, Jesus.
Yeah. And then you can be like, yeah, go Jesus.
Yeah, go Jesus. And Jesus was a cool guy, I'm not gonna lie. He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
He wasn't like, you know,
he had great sandals.
Yeah. He wasn't like, you know, Muhammad and like having sex with children.
Right.
Right?
Married to small children.
Yeah. Dumping them, dumping loads into children.
Yeah. It's not a good look, really.
No. Oh. It's almost a better look than fucking Good Charlotte, though. Yeah. Yeah, there was those, like, fringe, like, emo rock bands. Like, Linkin Park was actually good.
Yeah, they were. They had a lot of really good songs.
Yeah. But why Linkin, honestly, why Linkin Park out of all of them? Like, because they all kind of sound similar.
Well, Linkin Park, like, had a, they blended, like, a rap and a, I don't know if it's close to metal, but not really.
It felt like rap and, like, industrial metal.
It's like
industrial
rock. Like,
rap mixed with, like, Nine Inch Nails.
Mm-hmm. But they did it well.
Oh, Nine Inch Nails is another fucking crazy good band. I fucking love Nine Inch Nails.
I think, honestly, like Hybrid Theory and what was the one after that?
Minutes to Midnight?
No. It was one with Breaking the Habit and Numb. I don't know what the album's called. But those two albums were like flawless, basically. They were fucking wicked good. Because, like, if you listen to them now, you can recognize, like, their musical. Like, they were pushing shit forward, like, hard. Like, they were innovative, for sure. They had, like, I felt like his voice was almost screamy. But it was, like, he had a vocal range, like, a really good vocal range.
It was captivating.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it really was, like, unique.
Yeah. It really sucks that he's gone. Him and Chester Bennington. Because I
that
love...
Is him.
Oh, yeah. Him and Chris Cornell. Because I love Soundgarden.
Yeah. I've only ever really listened to...
Black Hole Sun?
Some of it, yeah. Like, basically Guitar Hero songs.
Yeah. That whole album, Super Unknown, is wicked good. It's really weird. Their music is weird because it was... It came out and it was considered grunge, but it wasn't like Nirvana. There was actual technique involved right. in the instruments.
Yeah, that's what you need is actual technique.
Yeah, because I like Soundgarden way more than Nirvana. I mean, I don't mind Nirvana. They're not great. They're not, you know.
They're okay.
You can recognize how they change things. The Foo Fighters are kind of weird, though. I like Dave Grohl as a person.
Yeah.
I think he's a really cool guy. He's an amazingly talented musician. But, like, the Foo Fighters kind of seem like something that Kurt would make fun of. Like,
well, there was a lot of bands that, like, had a unique sound at that time.
Yeah.
The Killers. The Killers are pretty good. And they got, like, a kind of a weird sound to
them. The Killers had a really... Like, he has a very monotone... like voice.
It felt almost. Like all their guitar sections were like very similar.
Yeah. I can't listen to Mr. Brightside. That song always makes me depressed.
Oh yeah.
And she's calling a cab, and I guess
I'm, yeah, that is a depressing song.
That song fucking ruins me. It always makes me think about like high school emotions. Yeah. When I was just confused and lost. More confused and more lost than I am now.
What is, it's about a guy or a chick like cheating on him or something, right?
I think so.
Or
yeah.
Like or someone he was with and she's with someone else now and he's like seeing it and shit. Yeah. Yeah, that is a depressing song.
I fuck it. Just like Black by Pearl Jam, won't listen to it.
Yeah.
That song is fucked.
Yeah.
Especially because I loved it, and then I remember I had like my first relationship, and then it ended, and then I listened to it, and I just sat there and wept.
Yeah, there's songs that like you can't really listen to, especially if you know the song. Like Dance with the Devil by Immortal Technique.
Yeah.
That song is rough to listen to because the lyrics are so fucking grim.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, I'm a guy who watches his mom get raped and killed.
This is what I do.
Yeah, like
I'm that guy.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That song is masterfully written, though.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's, I remember a lot of Blue October I can't listen to anymore because that's all I listened to when I was like 15.
Mm, yeah.
16. Any of the bands that I listened to a lot in high school that aren't like classic rock or metal, I can't do, because it just brings you back to like that weird phase where like,
yeah, that was that phase.
That phase in high school where just like everything was just so emotionally charged. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I cried a lot in high school. Mostly alone.
Yeah. It reminds me of having a hard penis and crying at the same time.
It reminds me of crying and then getting a hard penis. Dude, that's the one thing I don't miss about high school is getting hard all the time.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about that. Probably Big Mouth does.
Yeah, I would imagine.
But nobody, I've never spoken to anybody, and nobody tells you that's going to happen either.
Yeah.
Like, if my dad was, like, at the dinner table, he's just like, Jake, you're 15 now.
Yeah.
You're going to get hard all the time, and it's going to suck.
Yeah.
Have fun, fucker.
Or they should have, like, an erections incoming sign on the front door of the high school.
Yeah.
You know? Just to, like, give you a quick warning, you know, to keep an eye on it. You don't keep
worst.
An eye on it, though. Like,
no,
that's the thing.
That
it just happens.
Worst.
That's why you gotta sit in the back.
Yep. Then you get the ones that are painful.
Right.
That you just get too stiff too fast.
They're not adjusted
the
correctly.
The skin doesn't have time to adjust.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like ripping. It's like growing pains.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Shit's the worst. And now I just get hard when I kill women in video games. Like... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Like I'm playing like Mortal Kombat, and I hit like a fatality on Sonya. She gets like her face ripped off, and I just boink. I can't help myself.
Yeah, there's something about it. Not
there's
having
just,
a face.
There's
you know?
Something about a skinless woman that gives me fucking torqued. Gets me full mast. Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That is true.
Not much you can do about it, man. Yeah.
No, really. I mean, all you can do is try and handle it. Like, once it starts, it starts.
Yeah. There's not a lot of skinless woman porn out there, though.
No, there isn't. That's an untapped market.
Yeah. Like Hellraiser.
You basically have to get it through video games or movies.
Mm. Or art. There's probably a lot of art depicting skinless women.
Yeah, that seems
terrifying. Speaking of art, A Clockwork Orange is on Netflix, and I'm probably going to be watching it tonight.
It's been on and off there for a while.
They just put it back on. I was going to watch it last night, but I had to go into the office early today. So,
I guess I got to watch it again.
Yep. I didn't realize how long it was.
It's like 3+ hours, I think.
Yeah, and also, I thought it was made in like the late 80s, but it was made in 1971.
Yeah, it's old.
But that's the movie with the guy in the eyes. His eyes are like spread open and he's staring at shit. I don't know what the fuck I thought it was. I thought it was like an hour long, hour and 20 minute long movie made in like the late 80s, but it's like a 3 hour long movie made in 1970.
Yeah.
So I feel like I went through like a, what do they call it? The Mandela effect.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. Because I was like looking at clips or like the, I watched the trailer of it. And I feel like I've seen it, but I don't remember shit. I read the book, but yeah. I don't remember shit.
The first time I watched it, I was like, wow, this is really good. And then I was like, I don't really know if I like it, though. And then the next time I watched it, I was like, oh, I'm starting to get this. Because, like, you kind of have to, like, get the language that he's using and shit. Like, he, yeah. There's like, a... They have, like, a weird dialogue. Like, their own... It's almost like their own language. It's like a fusion, like a hybrid of two languages and shit. It's and they fucked. Use like slang that's only used in that movie. Because they're basically like a little, like a gang. And so they have like dialogue amongst themselves and it's not explained to you in any way. It's just, they just use it.
Mm.
But yeah. Some of the words are like like old English words that they did use.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch it. What the fuck? Oh my God. I watched the stupidest fucking show that Netflix has. I think somebody mentioned it in the Guys Night group chat. Haunted?
That's it? It's just
called Haunted. Not Haunted Hill. Or House on the Haunted Hill. House.
Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah. It's not Paranormal Survivor. Remember we watched that at Guys Night once with the fucking stock streams and the fake shit? This show... by Netflix is so bad. It's completely staged. It says it's true stories and it has the person telling the story and like a bunch of actors. They're like this guy's best friend and it's like a 400 pound bleach blonde woman, which is fucking wicked off-putting. And then it's like this guy's first roommate. It's like the same guy's like seventh grade biology teacher. It's like a random group of people that vaguely know this guy, right. It feels like. And then his daughter that looks his age. Immediately I knew that this was like fucked because the guy looks like he's in his late 30s and his daughter is on there and she looks like she's in her late 30s and I'm like, that's not real. And he's telling this story.
It could be, I guess.
He's telling the story about how his family it starts off, right? He talks about how he's at a convenience store on the highway where he lives. He lived on the highway in a motel, and there was a convenience store across the street, and he was at this convenience store, and an axe murderer was murdering people in the parking lot.
With an axe?
With an axe, and then the cops came and shot him and killed him. And then he immediately goes into how his parents moved into this apartment, and for 6 years, this woman... ghost would haunt him from his closet. She would open the closet doors and scream at him and then go back in the closet every night for 6 years.
She would just yell. She didn't say anything.
She was just like, meow! Like a cat almost. And then, so that would happen. And
it's weird because like, you would think she would try and say something, you know?
Yeah.
Because obviously she wants something.
Yeah, you know obviously.
I mean? That's what I don't get about ghosts. Yeah, it's like, how come they don't just come out and say it?
Yeah, just be upfront, dude. Come on.
Right. Like, come on. Why are you being so sketchy?
I mean, come on.
Come on. I never looked at it that way.
But yeah, so he's like, yeah, we lived there for 6 years, and then when we're leaving, the landlord goes, I'm surprised you guys lasted 6 years in that apartment. And the guy goes, why? Oh, well, 3 days before you moved in, a woman murdered her kids and killed herself in your bedroom.
Oh, did we not mention that?
And it's like, oh, you lived there for 6 years and you had no idea there was a double murder suicide in your house. Fuck off.
Right.
And then he talks about how he was riding his bike and in the fog, he saw the woman ghost thing and he got hit by a car. And then 2 years later, he talks about how he was walking down the street and he saw her and he had a heart attack, and then he was revived with a defibrillator, which doesn't happen ever in real life. Does not do that. If your heart is stopped and you get hit with a defib, you are dead. So immediately I knew the story was dog shit. But the good thing about it is that, like, they had, they, he describes the haunting, and then they have, like, little snippet clips of, like, the haunting. And it's kind of creepy to watch, but it's dog shit. It's not a true story.
Oh, wait. It has, like, actual footage in it?
Reenactments. Like,
what's that movie with the actual footage? Is it Paranormal Activity?
That movie was so good the first time I watched it, and then it was dog shit.
And then they made, like, 7 more.
Yes. They made so many of them. But then, so I watched the first episode. I was like, all right, whatever. That was stupid. Second episode starts.
Whatever, that was stupid.
Starts the second episode. Doesn't learn his lesson. And I'm sitting there, and this woman starts up, and she's like, this was based on a true story, just so you know. This was a true story. She goes, I grew up in upstate New York, and immediately my ears perk up, and I'm like, hey, that's kind of where I live.
I grew up in upstate.
And I'm like, wow, this is going to be interesting.
Which is hilarious because there's so much upstate New York.
Yeah.
It's could have been anywhere.
She talks about how she goes, we grew up in the 70s, and it goes to do like a reenactment, and it's the fucking 1870s. Her mom is like, is sitting there rocking back and forth, humming a song, and then her dad is like sharpening a stick, and he's hitting the two daughters because they're not rolling an orange to each other across the floor.
That's what they used to do.
Yeah, that's what they did in the fucking 1970s. They'd sharpen sticks and hit your kids because they weren't playing with oranges.
Right.
What the fuck? And then she talks about basically how her family, or it was like her dad or her uncle or grandpa, somebody, in some older male in her family, was a serial killer and killed over 100 people in upstate New York, and this was the first time any of this was broken.
Like, he was on a roll, then.
News was broken. And I immediately was like, that is dog shit. And yeah. I looked it up, and sure enough, it wasn't true. And according to the producer of the show, he said that as soon as this woman came onto the show to give her account of what happened, they had to turn in all the footage of the episode and the production to the authorities, and the authorities are investigating this serial killer that is still at large. And it's like, how is he at large, you fucks? You had the woman interviewed. She was on the show. She said it was her dad or whatever. Just fucking get him. Find him. And then, you know, you find out, yeah, there wasn't actually a guy in upstate New York that murdered hundreds of people with a stick.
Yeah.
Because, of fucking course, that didn't happen.
It should just say, like, LOL JK at the end.
Yeah. And so then I skipped episode 6 because the internet said that there was a nice set of tits in it. And they were a pretty nice set of tits. Oh. And it was about this girl whose boyfriend steals a tombstone from a graveyard and gives it to her. And she gets mad at him, so he breaks up with her. And then she gets haunted by a demon. But I only paid attention to the boobs.
That seems real, too.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's legal, like, if it's illegal to not disclose that there's been a murder in your house, like, when you buy a house. Like, I feel it's like so, such totally a weird law. But that's so weird. Like, I guess it's like, really only for people who believe that there's, in paranormal, really, right?
Yeah, and the thing that bugs me the most is that, like, in the first episode, the guy is talking about how he's like, oh, there's a ghost in my room. And he talks about how his parents beat the shit out of him for saying there's a ghost in his room. And it's like, wouldn't you just tell him that, like, hey, it might be a ghost because there was fucking murders in your bedroom?
Yeah.
And wouldn't he have found out within the 6 years anyway? Like, what the fuck?
Well, how come they only want to be ghosts when they get murdered?
Yeah, right. Like, and you never see any ghosts that are, like, wearing, like, you know, Pink Floyd shirts or nothing. They're always wearing, like, Victorian-era clothes and, like, shit.
There's never nice ghosts.
No, it's except bullshit. Casper. Well, he's the friendly ghost. He wasn't nice. He was friendly.
Yeah, I don't know what his deal was. Like, why?
If you could hang out with any person's ghost, who would it be?
Casper.
Would it be Casper?
He seems pretty friendly, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I guess it's like you have to hang out with someone who's murdered. Right? Because yeah, they're the only ghosts.
That's true. He has to hang out with somebody that was murdered.
Well, where's the ghost of, like, I don't know. I feel like maybe it's circumstantial murders, too. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
they have to be murders out of passion.
It has to be in a residential area,
too. It has to be a murder of love.
Yeah. Or it has to be out in the country in a creepy house. That's the only time that you can be a ghost. There's, like, qualifications. Like, when you go up there, there's, like, a gate, and they tell you, like, you got to tick all the boxes to be a ghost. Yeah. And then if you are, they're also like, yeah, you can't talk. These are the rules. Like, you can't talk. You can only yell. You can only...
No, you can't yell. You have to wail.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to wail.
You can only make noises that you could never make in your human form. You can only float around. You don't get legs.
You have to wear clothes from the 1800s.
Yeah.
Can't bring that Pink Floyd shirt with you, boss.
It's weird.
You have to be white. Not like a white person's ghost, but you have to be white.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the ghost has to be white.
Yeah, you don't see any, like, yellow ghosts.
No,
or, like,
you don't.
Purple or something.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
That's
like,
what I would do. I'd be like Fade 7. I'd be like RGB.
I knew you were going to say that. You'd be a Fade 7 ghost. I'd be like a mood ring ghost.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd change colors depending on how, like, scary I am to the person. Like, if I go to scare somebody and they get really scared, I'd turn, like, red.
Yeah.
But if I went to scare somebody and they were like, ah, whatever, I'd be, like, green or something.
Yeah. Or you'd get, like, real confident and turn blue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd be like a chrome. I'd be chrome.
Yeah.
Just be metal ghost.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably the way to go. It's definitely not noticeable at all. I don't know, though. Like, what's your goal?
Holographic.
Well, they're already...
What's the goal of a ghost? What's the ghost goal?
Yeah, like, what are you trying to do?
That is the million-dollar question.
And it's got to be hard to do whatever you're doing when you're limited to only yelling, you know? It's like, you can't really convey any messages.
If I was a ghost, I'd go to, like, stadiums and shit. I watch football for free.
Yeah, that's true. When you're a ghost, is everything else a ghost to you? And you're real? You know what I mean? Another plane of existence.
That is true. So what if there's, like, a completely different... Like, when you're a ghost, there's, like, ghost jobs. And,
yeah.
Like, ghost podcasts and, like, ghost bars.
Yeah. But they're all, like, normal to you.
It's just
everything else.
But you look like a ghost. Everybody else... Yeah, okay, I see what you mean now.
Like, maybe we're ghosts.
Maybe ghosts are scared of us. Yeah, like, that's why they scream all the time.
Yeah. The ghosts that we see are actually alive, and we're the ghosts.
like ghosts are screaming at you because you're scaring the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and that's why you only see them once in a while. They just want to try and sneak a peek and shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's probably too good.
That's way too good. That's probably what it is.
That seems more likely.
Oh my god, imagine a ghost party.
Yeah.
That'd be so sick. It'd be like the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, they were all dancing and shit.
Yeah, like the ride.
Yeah.
Dude, the Haunted Mansion ride is what I really hope ghosts are like, if they are ghosts, if they're real.
Yeah.
That came out like a fucking schizophrenic said it.
You get to be in mirrors and shit, you know?
Yeah. I fucking love the Haunted Mansion ride, dude. That is such a good ride. The Haunted Mansion and Pirates of the Caribbean are wicked good.
Yeah. Yep. There's not enough pirate stuff, dude.
No.
We need more pirates, goddammit.
We need more pirate video games. We need more pirate movies. We need more pirate ghosts.
Yep. Those are the best ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Flying Dutchman. He's a green ghost.
He's not even a white ghost. He's a green ghost. So I guess there are a lot of different colored ghosts.
Wow. We're making progress here.
Yeah, I mean, this is the ghost cast right now.
We don't even need, like, those paranormal investigators. They don't do shit. Like, no. We figured this shit out in a half hour.
I love watching Ghost Adventures because I think the backstories are interesting of the places they go to. And some of it could be kind of unsettling, but
yeah,
they are the sketchiest dudes. You gotta be weird to be a ghost hunter. professional, like professional ghost hunter.
To dedicate your life to not hearing anything most of your life. Like, what the fuck?
To dedicate your life to fucking screaming when you hear a book fall off a shelf.
Yeah. Did you just take a step back? And then the guy lies. No.
Is that you?
Yep, that was definitely a ghost. Let's take it back to HQ. Yeah. Investigate this.
Let's take it back to the TAPS headquarters. What the fuck is the, oh my God. The base of operations. Boo. Yeah.
Let's get back to Boo, guys.
Kitty! Oh my God, did you see Incredibles 2 yet?
No, I didn't see Incredibles 1.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so. I thought it was for kiddies.
Nah, it's good. Monsters, Inc. is good, too. That was on the other day.
Yeah, it is.
Let's keep talking about ghosts, though.
We should keep talking about
monsters. What about animal ghosts? You never see animal ghosts.
No. There was a TV show with a dog ghost, right? What was that?
Cop Dog. That was a movie.
There was one where there was a ghost with a dog. Oh, wait. Oh, you know what it was? Was it a Nightmare Before Christmas? There was a dog that was a ghost?
Yeah.
Or some shit?
Also Cop Dog.
Also that.
You ever seen Cop Dog?
I don't think so. Is he a cop and a dog?
He's a cop's dog that is also a ghost.
Oh, okay.
And he helps the kid find his dead dad or something. Right. No, it wasn't Nightmare Before Christmas. It was the princess. The Corpse Bride. They both had dog ghosts.
They all have dog ghosts.
Nightmare Before Christmas is it's an okay movie.
It's not really, though.
I don't like musicals, really, except for Sweeney Todd.
It doesn't have any... I don't know. It just felt boring. There was no story, it felt like.
Yeah.
It was like, we're Halloween land, and that's this Christmas land. And
this is Halloween.
We have Christmas now.
Yeah. Like, is that what it was, is? Yeah. That's what it was, right?
I think like Santa ends up in Halloween land or some shit somehow. I don't even
I could
remember.
Not tell you the ending of that movie. Same with The Corpse Bride, and I've seen that movie a ton. Like growing up, I think my sister and I watched The Corpse Bride all the time. Don't remember shit.
Yeah, I feel like they just didn't have... I feel like people just liked him because of the art style and shit. And people were like, yeah, I'm going to go to Hot Topic and buy Jack Skellington
t-shirts.
That's
what it is. Especially Invader Zim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a big one.
Not a bad show, but a lot of people only liked it because they thought it was edgy.
Yeah.
And they could buy the Gurr shirts.
It was, yeah.
It was so random.
Yeah. Well, it was the emo chicks, like...
Yeah.
That's what it was. You have that, and then you have, like, a pink... You had to have some...
The
like, a little bit of pink in
I'm
there.
I'm the Penguin of Doom!
That was a good... That was pretty,
Holds up Spork.
Yeah, it is
really cringy.
That's
a good meme.
It's definitely cringy. But that's also exactly what emo chicks are, though.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, that targeted that audience perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, one fucking gave me actual goosebumps just now. It gave me goosebumps inside of my body.
Emo chicks?
Rawr. It means I love you in dinosaur.
Yep.
That shit and the fucking, the bracelets that say I love boobies. Mm-hmm. Those were fucking stupid.
Yeah. Well, Rawr was always in people's AIM away messages. If they were emo chicks.
Rawr. XT.
Yeah. And then you had to have, like, a date at the bottom of your AIM away message. Because that was the day that you got your new girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever. I've been with this person since
yesterday.
Yeah.
I remember texting a guy when I was younger, one of my friends, and he had a signature on his text. Remember that shit?
Oh, yeah.
Where every time they sent a text, they would have a thing at the bottom.
Yeah.
And it would literally just be like 12:20, you know, 08. I love you forever.
Why would you ever need that?
Because you're 12.
Right. But there's got to be a function of signatures. But when it's a fucking...
Oh, businesses, probably.
Yeah, but when it's a text message, it's like, first of all, why are you texting a business? And second of all, why do you need a signature when you go, yup? Like, you do not need to sign it.
I wonder if I can add a signature right now to my phone.
There's got
to
be a way, yeah. We should just start doing that. Like, wicked long signatures, too. Like, 240 characters. Like, short stories as a signature. Just so every text message we send is a fucking paragraph.
Shit, no, there isn't.
I mean, you could just manually do it every time. You fuck it up. Typo and shit.
That's so good. That'd be so good. Yeah, dude.
There used to be a way to do that. I know you can do it with emails.
Yeah.
Emails, it makes more sense, though. Sometimes it's automatic for emails, though. They're like, oh, sent via...
iPhone.
Yeah, like, yeah. Sent via Gmail.
Sent via Samsung. Like, do they need that? Fridge.
Like, you have a Gmail email address, so, like, you already know that they're sending it through Gmail.
Yeah.
And no right. one cares that you sent it from your iPhone. Like, that is not important information. It's not necessary. There's a way to get rid of that, but it's in there by default for whatever fucking reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to plug their company more than even though they don't need to because they're Apple or Google. If you don't know what Apple or Google is, Google it. Like, at a certain point. Like, how old are kids before they find out what Apple or Google is? Probably, like, 3. And they probably know about it before then. It's just that they can't really comprehend it.
Yeah.
It's like kids are getting phones at the fucking 3.5, basically.
Dude, one of my fucking little cousins.
How do you parent that shit now, though? It's like, how do you keep them from accessing Snapchat and shit? How do you keep them from being in fourth grade and Snapchatting their dick to other to other kids? Like, they're like, yeah, I gotta go to the bathroom.
I don't know, and that's the scary thing.
It's like, I can't even imagine what school is right now. Because, like, in high school, everybody's got a smartphone guaranteed, and they're all sitting in the back Snapchatting each other and shit. It's like, how do you be a teacher right now?
I remember in middle school, we had a fucking assembly about students getting caught sending naked pictures. And you're like 12 and 13 in middle school. Yeah. And they were talking about that. They were sending shit home about it.
They just tell you not to do it.
Yeah. Because you'll get arrested and you'll be branded a sex offender.
Yeah.
Which is fucking weird, but I don't remember that happening in Oswego, but I remember, like, in Syracuse or something, there was a kid that got caught, but he was actually distributing, like, child porn, because he was, like, getting...
Okay, that's what you should be getting.
Yeah, because he was, like, getting...
But also, it's like, you are distributing it if you're sending it.
Yeah. He was, like, getting naked pictures from girls, and then he was selling them on the internet.
Okay.
Which is wicked fucking illegal.
Yeah. How about don't do that?
Yeah, you shouldn't. No. No. Then also...
Or do that and don't get caught.
Yeah. Also begs the question is, like, when you look at... when you look at amateur porn sites, how do you know... Like, if they... You know, they have sites... that are, like, image-based or, like, they recorded with cell phones or Snapchats, you know?
Yeah.
Vaguely. They have those. Those exist.
They have sites that are all, like, that shit just from
yes.
people's phones.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, yeah. How do you know that if it's on there, it's legal? There's no way to prove that. That's why
no,
you just gotta stick
isn't.
To granny porn.
That's true.
And ghost porn.
Well, you don't get in trouble for... Yeah, I guess that's true. It's weird that you get in trouble for watching child porn, but not the... I mean, you do for distributing it, but they focus on all of it, too. They go for people
Yeah, it's kind of like pot.
It, but not like, you know, I don't know, it's weird. Yeah, like, it kind of is.
Like, you could have a gram
but the
of
thing
weed.
Is, yeah, like, they don't go straight after who's dealing it, but you're also not gonna.
We talked about this with Dave, didn't we? Didn't we talk about how, like, how come every guy that gets caught with child porn has all of it? Yeah. Like, we definitely talked about that with Dave. Like,
yeah,
terabytes.
Yeah, it is. It's hard drives of fucking CP. Which, I mean, I guess. It's like you're collecting. You're just a collector. You could just make that argument. Just say you're a collector, you know?
It's like stamps.
Yeah, it's like I'm collecting coins. I don't even do anything with it. I just collect it. You know, it comes to me. I mean, it's... Also, it's like when you make it hard to get a hold of, maybe there's like a you know, it's like there's a challenge in it, you know? There's also a thrill of not getting caught, you know, like you could be caught at any moment and go to prison, so there's a thrill.
There's a thrill, like while you're jerking off to it, you're just like, like I hope I can finish before they bust down my door.
They should be in here any minute.
Any minute now.
And then you totally get off when they finally catch you.
Jesus Christ.
Like Brian Lefebvre.
Well, it's like Louis C.K. had a joke about it where it was like, what did he say? He was talking about fucking kids, actually. Instead of, it wasn't child porn. He was talking about fucking kids. He was like, it's the one thing where no one will ever forgive you for being caught being a pedophile, and people still do it. So there's only one thing that's got to be true about being a pedophile. It's got to feel really, really good.
Yeah. There's got to be something to it.
It's the same thing about heroin too. He's like, you know, when you inject heroin, that you're doing like the worst drug on the planet, and that you're gonna get addicted and probably die from it, but people still do it. So it's gotta feel amazing.
Yes, yeah, exactly. That's the thing, is heroin makes you feel like you're like a fucking god, basically. You're like a king.
Yeah.
And then you snap back into it and you're in an alley somewhere, or you're in a dumpster. So that's why they're, like, fiending to fucking get their next, like, fix, basically.
Yeah, you don't see any successful people shooting up heroin all the time.
Mm-hmm. But to them...
That is the success.
I mean, yeah. They are successful. As long as they're on heroin.
Yeah. It's gotta be it, man.
Yeah. Maybe that's the move. I mean, it sucks when you're in reality, but the other, all the other times...
It's pretty great.
It's pretty awesome.
Oh my god. You know what's weird is that I only know one person that is a heroin addict. But everybody's doing heroin. So many people are doing heroin. Like, who else is doing heroin that we don't know about?
True.
Like, there's got to be people in our, like, not in our immediate friend group, but there's got to be people that we've hung out with that shoot up, right?
Yeah, or at least
so many people are doing heroin. There's got to be more people.
There's definitely
where are all these heroin people?
But I don't know if it's something you dip your toes in, you know?
It's definitely something you dive into.
Yeah, you got to go head first. I don't know, though. Where are we? All the heroin addicts are in dumpsters. That's why. That's why we don't know them.
Like, I wonder how many people that you and I went to high school with are doing heroin, and like we're never going to even remember them because they immediately just fell off the face of the earth because they
into a dumpster.
Into a dumpster.
Like, there's a dumpster outside of the earth that they just fall off of the earth and into a giant dumpster. I mean,
it's crazy.
It's just loaded with heroin. I mean, honestly, if you wanted to, you could just stick them in a room and just give them a bunch of heroin, right? Because then they can just live their best life, you know?
Yeah. I don't think that's an ethical way to take care of that person.
Or is it?
I don't know. We let people chop their dicks off. Why don't we let people just shoot up heroin whenever they want?
It seems pretty humane.
I don't see what the fucking big deal is. Yeah,
like you're giving them the life of a king. So it's like you might as well. And they only have to deal with being in that room every once in a while. Then they shoot up more heroin.
You know, I feel like if people that are on heroin knew about Pedialyte, they'd be fine.
Yeah.
Like, you know? Because I did pills for a while. And don't recommend it. But I remember how good I felt when I was doing them. And apparently heroin's even better than that. So I can't imagine how good it feels. I cannot imagine how good it feels.
Yeah. That's probably pretty great.
It's probably why people are doing it.
Yep.
But again, who is
just,
doing it?
I just want the podcast to end and we just go do heroin. We got to try it, you know?
We've been talking about it. I'm kind of itching to try heroin right now. How do you even get your hands on heroin? Because, like...
Well, it's also, how do you see everyone who's done heroin and...
Still are like... Yeah.
Still want to
well,
be...
Well, they probably have the idea of, oh, I won't get addicted.
Yeah. That's true.
But I was going to say, where the fuck do you even find heroin? Because, like... I've been offered tons of drugs.
But I've never been
offered heroin.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I've ever seen heroin.
No, I don't think so either. It also is fucking crazy that you're, like, using a fucking...
Needle.
Yeah, a syringe, like, regularly. It's kind of just fucked up. Like, all of it is fucked up. But it's all worth it. In the end. Not in the end, in the middle.
In the middle, like, in yeah. The middle in the end, when you're just like... Like, that's pretty bad.
when you can't breathe and you're about to die.
When you're dead. Yeah. But I was going to say, like, where the fuck do you even, like, I have a good idea where, like, someone could get cocaine, mushrooms, acid, pot, you know, places to go where you would run into people that have those things. I don't know, dumpster. You're going to say a dumpster because I'm going to be like, where do you go to find heroin? It's got to be a dumpster. Because, like I said, I know one person that's addicted to heroin.
There's got to be like a guy, but like the person who's dealing heroin probably also does heroin, right? So like, maybe. How are they reliable? I mean, I guess if you're smart, you wouldn't do it and just deal it.
Yeah.
Because then you're honestly just making a shit ton of money and you're fucking people's life up, but...
Yeah. I did know a guy. There was a guy that lived in my neighborhood that used to do fentanyl. He used to work at a hospital in Syracuse, and he would steal fentanyl patches from the fucking prescription room, and he would cut the patches open and dilute the fentanyl into a shot glass with water and take a shot. And yep. That's how he would take fentanyl. And that was the fucking last time I hung out with him.
Yeah. Well, it seems like a good move, you know? If it works, it works. You start becoming like a mad scientist, that's when it starts to be... You know you've gone too far, I think.
Yeah, when you start doing like cold water extractions on Tylenol threes to get the codeine out.
When there's like dry ice and beakers and shit, you know, it's like you've gone too deep.
When there's tubes.
Yeah, when you have tubes and then the ball thing.
the Tesla coil. Oh my god, yeah, that's when it's a problem.
Yeah, that's when you know you've gone too far.
You know what I just thought of? Maybe that, because when you get older, nobody tells you, for anybody that's listening or watching that isn't the age of 21 yet, that hasn't been out to the bars, at least in Oswego, probably anywhere, just know that everybody is doing cocaine.
Right.
Not all at once, but if there is cocaine at a bar, everybody is going to be doing it.
Yeah.
At least the bars I go to, which is every bar. Every bar I've gone to, when the word cocaine gets uttered, everybody at the bar gets shaky and pulls out their wallet immediately.
Yeah, there's always somewhere to get it.
I feel like maybe heroin's the same way, but way shadier.
Yeah, maybe there's like a code, you know?
There's got to be.
Yeah.
Because coke is one of those things where, like, if you were like, oh, yeah, I did a couple lines of coke the other night, most people are going to be like, oh, whatever. Yeah. But if you told somebody, oh, yeah, I shot up heroin the other night at the bar, they're going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Get out of the dumpster. Bar.
I feel like that's not really a bar drug. To, like, be in the corner with a needle, like, hunched over, like, drooling and shit, you know? Like, that's not really the cool thing to do at bars. Unless that's, like, a new dance move or something. I don't know. These days, you fucking don't know. You gotta tattoo your face and shit. That's the dance move. That's the dance move you want.
Fucking heroin, man. We've been on heroin for a while now.
Yeah, well, sometimes you just got to tie it down and tie off. Yo, about to tie off, bro. You want to tie off with me?
Fucking tie me off like a boat at the dock, baby.
I mean, it's probably just a bad move. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, don't do heroin. Please don't do heroin.
I mean, you know, if you want
to. Unless you want to do heroin, yeah, then I'm not going to stop you, but you shouldn't. But you do you, man. You might not get addicted.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if you think you won't get addicted, you probably won't.
You just got to power through.
Yeah. I think it's not. I don't even know if it's this. It's not the substance that's addictive, I think, in that case. I think it's definitely
the mindset. Effect.
Yeah. Like, what you get out of it.
Well, I think the problem with opiates in general is that it, like, drains your dopamine, and you can only get to that level again when you're on the pill.
Right. I think it's such a rise and fall. Like, it is off the charts high and then off the charts low.
It is fucked.
Yeah. I feel like crack is that way, too, though. Like, crack has a horrible, like, down.
Yeah, I got off for crack at New Year's. That was the fucking weirdest experience in my life. Like, I told this story, didn't I?
I don't know.
It was at the most recent New Year's party I was at. There was a guy that was there.
Doing crack?
Vinny just texted me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say anything cool?
He said, "What are you up to?" And I said, "Don't ever talk to me." No. So don't talk to me ever again. No. Yeah. This guy was there, and it was like the first cigarette I had had since I quit. I had a cigarette. Still haven't had one since. And
I had a ton of crack in it.
No. So I was out smoking. And it was me and another guy that I won't say his name. And then this third guy comes out, and we're sitting there, and he's like, "Yeah, this is a fun party, man. Thanks
I'm the third guy."
Yeah, he's like, "I'm the third guy. Thanks for inviting me, guys." And we're like, "Yeah, no problem." And he goes, "Yo, so you guys feeling tired at all?" And we're like, "No." And he goes, "Oh, well.
Do you want to?"
He's like, "Well, if you do end up getting, like, drowsy, let me know, because, like, I got, like, 3 grams of crack in my truck. And we can go smoke we can go smoke crack in my truck real quick, right, and no one will know." And I laughed hard. I thought he was fucking with us. He didn't think it was funny. He's like, "What? What's your problem with crack?" And I'm like, "Excuse me?" I'm like, "You really have crack in your truck?" He's like, "Yeah, we can go smoke crack right now. Have you ever smoked crack?" I'm like, "No. No, I don't want to smoke crack with a guy I just met. Thank you. Anyway, third guy."
Yeah.
So he went off. He went off to smoke crack. I don't even think he came back.
No.
Yakety yak.
Once you go crack, you don't come back. It's fucking hilarious. What happens when he gets pulled over with a bunch of crack? You know. They're not gonna search his car though if he gets pulled over. Like, that's the thing, is like with weed, like, if you have a ton of weed in your car, you can smell it, like, just from driving behind somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, you can definitely. That's the problem with weed, too, is that a small amount of weed will still smell.
Yeah. Like, a wicked small amount. It's super potent. Like, strong. And you can smell it through, like, anything, too. It doesn't matter if it's in a bag or whatever.
It's got to be in a mason jar.
Yeah.
That's the only way that'll be safe.
That is the move. You have to, like, vacuum seal it.
Yeah, it's so weird. I bet you dispensaries smell so strong.
Yeah. Oh, my God. 100%.
It's got to be almost like nauseating.
Yeah, especially with, like, different strains and shit, too.
Yeah. It's just a cavalcade of fucking smells.
Yeah, I feel like that aroma almost makes you high in general, just walking in there.
Yeah, I don't really like the smell of weed.
Well, no, it's a skunk. Yeah. I mean, literally, you almost can't tell the difference between the two of them. like a skunk that sprayed a couple minutes ago, you're like, oh, that was that somebody's smoking weed. And then you see a skunk like scurrying along. He's like, that there he is. He was smoking weed.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, cops never get skunks for smoking weed, though, you know?
Yeah, I think it's weird that weed is, like, getting accepted now, in a way.
It's pretty universal now, though. Like, it's universally accepted, I think.
Yeah, unless you're,
like, I mean, it's mostly just stubborn-ass people that are just...
Yeah, I was gonna say, unless, like, you're really arrogant and or ignorant.
Or believe it. Everything, like, you're stuck in that propaganda shit.
Yeah,
that's crazy that people don't.
Yeah, I personally
think people just do get stuck in like their like ideas.
Their weed. Well, yeah. There's even stoners that are super stubborn about it. Like, those are almost more annoying than the people that are super against pot.
Yeah,
as the people that are like way too into it.
Or yeah, and they talk about how they're like, there's nothing wrong with it and shit. I don't think people realize that it does different things to everybody, really.
Yeah, like, I can't really smoke too much weed because it makes me feel weird for the next few days after. And then, my head gets really cloudy. And I usually get really fucking anxious when I'm smoking. Unless I'm drinking. If I'm drinking and then I smoke weed...
I think the anxiety, like, is mostly from, like, I think people who are high in social situations all the time, they probably are used to it and don't get anxiety. But I think it's the people who aren't and, like, do it by themselves a lot and then go out into a social situation. Mm-hmm. They're too aware of, like, what they're doing and shit, and it makes them feel...
Yeah.
Like, it makes them feel like the way they're standing is weird. Or, like, the way I don't know. I've had that before where I'm like, oh, shit, my arm is in a weird spot. Like, it looks awkward. But
yeah.
Really,
so then you move your arm and your arm's like this? Yeah. You're like, yeah, this is normal.
This looks normal.
You have your arm, like, draped over, like, somebody
or
else.
Or you're like, or everyone else is having a conversation, and meanwhile, you're like... Like, trying to move your arm in a different spot. Only focused on yourself.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, what are you doing? I don't just move my arm.
Yeah. No, that's... No, I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of that at all.
Yeah, that's why you should
I'm so up and down with weed, because I usually... Like, that's... I think I've talked about it before. Like, I don't mind dabs at all. Dabs, I don't get anything headspace-wise. It's just my body feels really nice and relaxed, you know? And,
I think to me it's just, like, I don't know. There's times where I want to do it and smoke weed, but it's, like, most of the time it's, like, I don't think I'd really get anything out of it. I'd be high for, like, 2 hours. And then that'd be it, probably. Or I'd just be paranoid or whatever.
Yeah, my problem with weed is that people are like... Well, there's different strains, obviously, but people would be like, oh, well, I like smoking this because it motivates me. And it's like, whenever I get high, I usually don't do shit for the rest of the day. Like, if I get high and...
I think you just want it to motivate you. So, like, yeah. You just motivate yourself, basically, is what you're doing.
That might be it. Mind over matter.
Yeah.
Mind over plant matter. Because I remember, like, when I had the dab pen and I was doing dabs, even if I took a dab at, like, noon, if I had to do anything productive the rest of the day, I'd be fucked. Mm-hmm. So fucked.
Yeah. I don't know. It just puts you in a different mindset, so maybe the way you're thinking about, like, what you want to do is different. Like, I think I do different things when I'm high. Like, different activity. Like, maybe I'd play a game that I haven't played in fucking 7 years or some shit. Just because I'm like, yo, well, remember that game? Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just deeper into my thoughts. I don't know. You definitely do go deeper into your thoughts. I think you also notice things, like, very minuscule things. Like, a lot deeper. Like, oh, like what this table's made of or some shit. You like look at it for a second and then you really get into like, oh shit, like
check out this table, dude.
Yeah, like what is that made of? Like,
yeah.
How do they do that?
What did they do before tables, man?
Yeah. Like what did they put things on? Where did they put their smartphone?
Yeah. Yeah, and
but that's with everything. Like, I think about it way harder. Mm-hmm. But, like, most of the time, it probably doesn't make any sense. Like, if it was sober me, like, I probably wouldn't. I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, if I had, like, a high me sitting here next to me talking about shit, so me would be like, yeah, man. Like, yeah, that's no a table. Shit.
Yeah, that's
it's like, it's almost like when you're high, you almost feel like you're childish. Yeah. You have, like, a childlike wonder in a way.
Yeah. Or you think your ideas are way awesome.
Oh, yeah. I get like that with psychedelics, though.
Yeah. I'll, like, play a riff and be like, yes, dude, that was dope.
And then it's just
and
like,
then I'll be,
it's
I'll like record lightning. It. It's like, wait, didn't they make that in the 80s?
It's just... Yeah. I know. No, that's I used to only like being high alone, but now I can only be high if I'm in a group of people or with other people. If yeah. If I smoke alone, it's not a good time. And I haven't smoked alone in fucking months. It's been a long time. Well, now they have those dab cartridges. I had one for a while. I went through like two or three.
You
of them.
Can put those in the Juul, right? They make a lot of knockoff things for Juul.
Yeah, they actually sell in California. Like CBD they sell CBD ones, but they also have THC Juul cartridges that they make out west. But I wouldn't fucking trust those at all. Not at all. I don't even trust the CBD ones because the CBD ones are like fucking $45 per cartridge.
That seems fair.
Yeah, that's not even a thing.
It seems like not a ripoff. Yeah, it's weird. I mean, what is it? Just it's a juice, right? So theoretically, you could just make an e-juice that's like that, mm-hmm. which I'm sure they do.
Yeah, Cass had one. I think he still has one. A vape pen that has CBD oil in it. CBD, I find, actually really does work. But it can be intoxicating.
I haven't heard anything bad about CBD.
Not like
CBD,
where you
really.
Get fucked up off of it, but if you have too much CBD, you're just out. You're night-night. I don't mind it. Calms my nerves. It's actually, they use it for...
calming nerves?
Well, yeah, but they use it... What is it called? It's like a pain reliever. It's like an actual pain reliever. I think it works pretty well with that, too.
I would say, yeah, like, I know a lot of people do that. Like, that's almost primarily what it's used for.
Yeah.
Like, people who have chronic pain, and they take it, and they say that it does do shit for them. It's like, at a certain point, you're like, fucking, you're gonna try anything, really.
Mm-hmm. Except essential oils, dude, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
I don't believe heroin. That shit at all. Or heroin. Heroin is probably amazing for chronic
pain. Probably is wicked.
That's probably... Well, isn't that what it's for?
Right.
Morphine and shit. It's for chronic pain. Fentanyl is for people that are dying.
Yeah. Like, if you don't have a leg or something, you just do heroin, you probably have it back again, like...
Yeah, it'll feel like you can walk again.
Yeah. You can get up and start walking around. But really, you're in a dumpster. Like, you're still in a dumpster. So I guess the conclusion we can draw from this is
heroin is not good unless you want to live in a dumpster. Living in dumpsters, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was literally just talking about ghosts and talking about heroin
and
for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't talk about my fucked up dream that I had. It was really weird. You were in it. You and I were...
Did it have to do with pulled pork hot dogs?
No. Well, some pork was getting pulled. You and I were part of the special victims unit in Oswego, and we busted this house that had a bunch of, it had two pedophiles in it, and they were hoarding children.
Okay.
And we like arrested them and released the children, and we brought the guys back to the police, and they were like, oh, those guys were actually paying us off to help us find other pedophiles.
Oh.
So we had to go and release the pedophiles, and then we had to go and track down all those kids that we just sent back to their parents and kidnap them again and give them back to the pedophiles.
Oh.
And then I woke up feeling really ashamed.
I mean, we were just doing
we were just doing our jobs. But yeah, it was really weird. It was really fucking weird.
It's like the guys who like catch people with child porn. It's like they technically are looking at it too, right?
I gotta arrest myself.
You gotta, he's like, I gotta know arrest. What's there.
Yeah. Fucking A, that's probably what it is too. It's probably like they can't watch it. They can't look at it. They just have to assume it's Schrodinger's porn.
Yeah. Or it's labeled child porn, and then in parentheses, one, child porn, two, child porn, three. Like, that, he's got a folder called child porn.
Jesus all Christ. Yeah, the police chief's just like, oh, no. What's that, Johnson? I looked at the flash drive.
That's what I would want to
know.
We got
to bring you in, boss.
I would want to know what they title their files. And like their folders and shit.
Oh, what the fuck.
Like, it could be a dead giveaway, or it could just be complete and total like nonsense to cover it up. But then when you see a folder that's complete and total nonsense, then you know they're trying to cover it up, right? Mm-hmm. You gotta name it something like data, something data, like for like an app that you use.
Yeah.
Like user_data.
You gotta put it in like your fucking your program files x86.
Yeah.
Your documents, because nobody ever fucking,
no one goes in documents.
No,
what even goes to documents?
Saved games.
Oh yeah, I guess unless your like download location is documents, but no one's is. It's always downloads.
Mm-hmm. Or not child porn .png.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. There's got to be, yeah. Because if you remote like tap into someone's computer to look for it, I wonder how they find that though. It's just odd to me. Because there's I don't know how you track that. How do they tag, like, what is child porn and shit? I guess it's over my fucking head because I'm not a fucking
SVU cop.
Yeah. And then, like, getting trained in that is such a weird thing. It's a market that you want to be in, though, you know? It's not going away.
Yeah, child porn is only going up.
Yeah.
Especially because they're catching all these guys.
Yeah. And when they get out, they're just going to do it again. They're recidivists. I mean, you don't just quit child porn cold turkey, you know?
It's a lot like heroin.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was like the most fucked up podcast I think we've ever done. It was just so cynical.
Yeah. It was pretty dark. I guess that's it. We can wrap it up then. I mean, I just wanted to get one in for the week.
Yeah.
And this is it. This is what we came up with.
Yeah, fuck that shit. People are either going to be like, oh, this was a good one, or people are going to be like, what the fuck?
This is the best one.
I mean, I wasn't drinking, so Seth wasn't drinking.
This is the problem. Yeah, this is what happens.
Yeah. We just think about wicked cynical shit. We think about heroin addicts and fucking child porn, yeah. And distributors. Their motives. And we talk about ghosts.
Yeah. I want to check out Brian Callen's special tomorrow. Comes out.
That, yes.
I don't know. I might have to pay for it, though. I think it's only on iTunes.
Of course it is. It's fucking Brian Callen.
Yeah. He said Netflix didn't want him.
Of course not. Because it's Brian Callen.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm Brian Callen. And they're like, see ya.
Did you see Rogan's new one? Was it good?
Which one?
I don't know.
Strange Times.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was okay. It's not as good as Triggered, I don't think. It's still pretty good. I thought Triggered was like his peak, probably. I don't know. It's odd. You have ups and downs. Like Burr definitely had like a couple of them that were his best ones, and then there was the Black and White one, which was pretty good, but not his best one for sure. He says his new one's like really fucking good. He really likes his new one, but they always do. So I don't know. That one should be. He just filmed that one too, his new one. But Callens is called what the fuck is it called? Something Strange Apes or something. Something Apes. I don't remember. But comes out on iTunes tomorrow, so I'm gonna check it out. I'll pay for it just to see it, because I want to see if like his material is a lot of the same shit he did up here in Syracuse. I imagine it is. It's probably just ironed out a little bit more. But yeah. And then Burr's is coming, so that's going to be interesting. You can't miss a Burr one, and it's definitely going to be on Netflix. That's the thing is, like, there's so many people on Netflix now. It's weird that Callen got on yesterday. Fucking one on fucking Netflix. It's like Diaz even had one, technically. It wasn't like his own, but I don't know. All right, so I guess that's it this week.
Saturday.
We should talk to Cody.
Yep. See if he can. You don't have anything Saturday? I don't have anything Saturday. I got shit Sunday, but I can still do Saturday.
Yeah, I can make room Saturday.
We got UFC Saturday night, too.
There's another UFC?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Maybe it's next Saturday.
I feel like they're shooting him out quickly here. They had the big one, and then with John Jones, and then they had the ESPN Plus with JDS, who's still a fucking savage.
Man, Dos Santos. It's this Saturday, Darren Till and Jorge Masvidal, and then Volkan Ozdemir versus Dominic Reyes.
Oh shit! Yeah. Wow, that's weird. They're shooting them out like every week, it seems like.
Yeah.
ESPN.
They literally are. It's every ESPN. Week. Because next week it's Wonderboy versus Anthony Pettis.
That's good, too.
And Curtis Blaydes versus Justin Willis.
That's good, though. I like the idea of pumping them out because they every got a lot of guys. Saturday. They'll make guys like bigger names.
Oh, shit. And then April 13th, we've got Kelvin Gastelum versus Israel Adesanya.
That's good.
And then Max Holloway versus Dustin Poirier.
And then St. Pierre versus McGregor.
Yeah, right. It's Ovince St. Preux versus Nikita Krylov. Huh. Uberim fights on ESPN in April 27th.
Yeah, it's ESPN, really, probably is what it is. They want to get a bunch of it out on ESPN Plus.
And UFC 237 is going to be Anderson Silva as the main event.
Didn't he just fight?
Yeah, he just fought Adesanya, yeah. But yeah, fight night 147 this Saturday in London. Darren Till versus Jorge Masvidal. And No Time Ozdemir versus Dominic Reyes. That's going to be a good one. Probably. Yeah. Starts at 4 o'clock. Yeah, because the fucking fight nights are only from like 4 to 10 or some shit, right?
They're earlier, yeah.
Word. So yeah, we can probably do that. I don't fucking know. All right, we'll see you guys maybe Saturday, maybe Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe Tuesday. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. One of those days, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Fucking figure, dude. We gotta ask Cody, see if he can come down. If he can't, maybe we can get somebody else. Maybe Mr. Reed will join us.
Yeah.
Or something, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Get somebody.
Yeah, we'll send out a bulletin.
We'll do an APB.
We'll put a Facebook post and see who likes it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then whoever does gets to be on.
Yeah, exactly. That'll work very well.
Yeah, that's all. That always works. That's it. See ya.
See ya.
ClearShotsPodcast.com is where you'll find links to everything we do. You can check us out on Twitter at ClearShotsPod. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on Periscope for live videos. If you have anything you want to ask us, send us an email at ClearShotsPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. We will see you next time.